What's so special about Mount Doom? Why could the ring only be destroyed there and nowhere else? Was it magical or just very hot? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we dive deep into The Lord of the Rings and Tolkien's wider legendarium, as well as A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. Welcome. Let's start with a bit of Middle-earth history, because the continent's unique geography is not the result of long ages of tectonic shifts, so much as actions by the great powers of that world, Morgoth and the Valar. As they fought through the eons, continents were shaped and destroyed. The world itself was reshaped. Most recently for us, the destruction of Beleriand and Numenor altered what we know as the map of Middle-earth, leaving mountain ranges in strange perpendicular arrangements and more. Of particular interest to us here is the fact that Tolkien confirmed, in a passing reference in The Peoples of Middle-earth, that Orodruin, Mount Doom, was created by Morgoth. We read that the volcano and its eruptions were not made by Sauron, but were a relic of the devastating works of Melkor in the long First Age. That's obviously quite categorical, but also quite vague. Was this intentional? Was there a reason for it, or was it just a random side effect of the earth-rending action of that time? Even if it were the latter, it's probably safe to say that Orodruin being a result of Morgoth's actions would leave it magically marred. All of Arda was marred. Check out my video on Morgoth's ring if you want more on that. And the deep, dark places and fire were particularly associated with him. And whatever the reason, Sauron definitely chose Mordor as his home base because of the presence of Orodruin. We read this. There was a fiery mountain in that land, Mordor, that the elves named Orodruin. Indeed, for that reason, Sauron had set his dwelling long before, for he used the fire that welled there from the heart of the earth in his sorceries and in his forging. So Sauron wanted a volcano for his sorceries and his forging. He wanted a magically inclined place that offered a terrible heat to make things with. He was a smith and an acolyte of Aula, after all. And one interesting quirk of Middle-earth's geography is that the only active volcano we read about anywhere is Mount Doom. Perhaps there were more in the bits of the map we don't know about, and there are certainly a couple of broader examples of apparently now dormant or undersea volcanoes in Thangorodrim or Meneltama, but active, we're only talking about one volcano. If Sauron wanted a volcano to forge in, his options were limited. As a slight digression, in case you are wondering, Orodruin is the Sindarin or Elvish word for fiery red mountain. Mount Doom is the common speech translation of the Gondorian Amon Amarth, or Hill of Fate or Doom. It seems that there were some local legends or prophecies that the doom of the Third Age would be decided there. Yet more correct prophecies in this world. Anyway, Mount Doom was adapted into a forge. Samath Naa, the Cracks of Doom, is basically a cave into the side of the volcano. Already there, but carved out and optimised for smithing. A road led from the Black Tower to there. I'm sure Sauron forged many things in the Cracks of Doom. And again, just because the professor himself cared about these things, being a philology professional, the Cracks of Doom is just the name that the Gondorians and elves used. We don't know what the actual owners of that place called it. Personally, I like the idea that Grond, that great battering ram that took out the main gate of Minas Tirith, was also forged there. But the only thing we know was forged there is the One Ring. And the One Ring wasn't just forged with standard blacksmithing methods. They were a part of it, but magic was at least the equal. And we know that Tolkien is deliberately vague about how his magic system worked. Magic should be magical and not easily understood. But we do know that extreme heat was part of the mix. Something of the magic meant that an equally extreme heat was needed to destroy the ring. Gandalf reveals this early on when talking to Frodo. You know the scene in the films, "Hold out your hand, Frodo, it's quite cool." This is what Gandalf says in the books. "Your small fire, of course, would not melt even ordinary gold. The ring has already passed through it unscathed and even unheated. But there is no smith's forge in this shire that could change it at all. Not even the anvils and furnaces of the dwarves could do that. It has been said that dragonfire could melt and consume the rings of power, but there is not now any dragon left on earth in which the old fire is hot enough, nor was there ever any dragon, not even Ancalagon the Black, who could have harmed the One Ring, the ruling ring, for that was made by Sauron himself. All of which tells us that the fires in Orodruin were hot, very hot, and something to do with the magic meant that an equal heat was required in order to undo it. As Gandalf says, there is only one way, to find the cracks of doom in the depths of Orodruin, the Fire Mountain, and cast the ring in there, if you really wish to destroy it, to put it beyond the grasp of the enemy forever. Perhaps that heat requirement could be superseded by greater magical power, though of course Sauron had no equals in Middle-earth at that point when it came to forging magical items. A greater power would have to be found in the Undying Lands. Elrond ends that hope at his council when he says this: Gandalf has revealed to us that we cannot destroy it by any craft that we here possess, and they who dwell beyond the sea would not receive it, for good or ill. It belongs to Middle-earth. It is for us who still dwell here to deal with it. So, two things: the heat and the magical power put into it at its creation. Tolkien actually clarifies this in one of his letters. The ring, he says, was unbreakable by any smithcraft less than his own. It was indissoluble in any fire, save the undying subterranean fire where it was made, and that was unapproachable in Mordor. The heat and the magical smithcraft were both important and necessary constituent parts. So, what is so special about Mount Doom? Well, geographically, it is the only volcano in the part of Middle-earth that we know, which on its own is pretty special. The heat from it was also, therefore, special, hotter than even the hottest dragon flame ever. Combined with all that, we should factor in some kind of residual magic from Morgoth, though Tolkien is obviously vague on magical details. All that made it a potent place to be forging magical somethings, evil magical somethings in particular. We've not really talked about it in this video, but its position locked inside the three imposing mountain walls of Mordor also made it easily defendable, the perfect place for Sauron to build a forge. But Sauron himself was the other piece of this jigsaw. Sauron was a master craftsman. Him being evil should not take away from this point. Without Sauron, Mount Doom would just be a volcano. Fiery and scary and all the other things that volcanoes are. But Sauron turned it into something more. He harnessed what was already there, the heat, the geography, the residual evil magic, and he used it to forge things whose magic could only be undone there. That is what is so special about Mount Doom, and why the One Ring could only be destroyed there. The heat, the magic, and Sauron. Sauron, as always, sowed the seeds of his own destruction. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.